Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is the founder of Dragon Slayer Ministries. She is a born-again sister in Christ that teaches spiritual warfare and demonic deliverance for women. She does dream interpretation and explains biblical prophecy to help the United States Church stay in the perfect will of God. To some, she is known as Sister Mona. For our purposes today, we will call her Miss Rawls. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Rawls. Welcome, Miss Rawls.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you here because, as I told you, I feel like this is such an important topic. And as you get deeper into your faith walk, the more the enemy is going to come for you and to attack you, your family, to distract you from moving forward into what God has for you. So I would love for you to share a little bit about your story, how you got to this place where you are teaching people about spiritual warfare.
Okay. I would say it was basically when I first got saved and started coming out of the world and started changing my life and deciding to let God be God and let him guide me. All of a sudden, my life got really hard. It was like when I was, before I got saved, everything came easily. You know what I mean? And it was just smooth sailing. But the second that I turned and became a Christian and exited the world, it was like, everything I did, it was like there was resistance, there was resistance, there was resistance. And the Holy Spirit just started talking to me about spiritual warfare. And he was explaining to me that I needed to sober up and gear up and start fighting, that Satan was not going to let me have anything. If I wanted something, I was going to have to fight. And I had, like you had mentioned, okay, and I come across this a lot with sisters where they have promises, okay? A big one that I come across is marriages, okay? Where they know, they see, and they have so much heartache and they see it happen all over the place and they want a good marriage. And, you know, but then all of a sudden they step out, they get married, they get started, and all of a sudden things are just going haywire. You know, they've got all these problems and all this pain going on, you know, and it's just one of many things, or other sisters too, that want to adopt children, just all this good fruit that they're trying to bear for the Lord. You know what I mean? And they want to have a fruitful life, and all of a sudden things get really hard on them. You know what I mean? And so going through what I went through, the Holy Spirit instructed me to start teaching sisters and letting them know that their God is there. They have their promises, but they need to fight. Satan's not going to hand over anything to them. They need to prepare themselves for an intense knockdown, drag out fight. And the more important the blessing is, the more important the promises, the more that they want it, the more resistance they're going to see. Because a lot of Christians will just be asleep. And they think, well, this is happening and this is happening. And then they get confused and they think to themselves, well, maybe this is not God's fault. Maybe I'm not supposed to do that. You know what I mean? Just all this stuff going on, or maybe I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And when you understand that when we detach from the world and we, our lives are dead and buried and hidden in Christ, you start to see there's a whole nother world taking place, a whole nother world right in front of you. And it's everywhere. I'm talking about demons. Okay. There's angels there as well, but you need to know that when you step out in faith and you want to claim something, they're going to be there to fight you. And unfortunately, a lot of sisters, from what I've seen, have lost. And then they fall from a place where they were with the Lord, where they're heartbroken and they feel like, Lord, you promised me, you know, I was reading my Bible and I heard you, you know, you were there, you know, but now look at all this that's happened. And they just are not geared up. You know what I mean? And they're not aware, because unfortunately it's not something that's very common. It's kind of like, it's not, I don't want to say it's like the darker side in terms of like, it's a bad thing, but you're dealing with the devil. So it is, It's having an awareness of evil and how it operates, you know, and being actually. And so that's how I started teaching spiritual warfare, because I just got resistance left and right on everything. And I'm a conqueror. My son was autistic and he's perfectly fine. My husband was an alcoholic and he's perfectly sober. And he also had schizophrenia. He's completely delivered. I've had a lot of different victories. I'm able to stay home and homeschool my children. That was really hard on a one income family. We're not rich, okay? That's very difficult. A lot of sisters want to do that. They see people of upper middle class and they say, I want to homeschool. My kids are not doing well in these schools. These are horrible. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Knock down, drag out, fight. When I decided to do that, I made good money, you know, before when I worked for myself, you know, I've got a degree and everything. But when I decided to lay that down and say, I'm going to stay home with my kids. Well, guess what? We had problems left and right. You know what I mean? But I fought and I overcame, you know, and I've won every single fight, not being proud or anything like that, but how can I lose if God is with me? Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't lose. You know, I'm a champion. Okay. I'm not going to be proud. It's not me that's a champ. It's my God. All I need to do is engage in his power. That's it. I just need to humble myself, abide in him daily, do what he says, and nothing can prosper against me. I can overcome every single fight and claim every single promise that he has for me. And why? Because every promise he has for me is for his glory. You know, all of it. You know what I mean? It's so that he can be glorified. I also was delivered from an eating disorder, and also too from domestic violence, a generational pattern of domestic violence where I was raised in it. I just kept repeating the same pattern, you know, to a happy marriage where things are peaceful, you know, and nice, where I thought that was never possible for me. I mean, I can go on and on about the things that the Lord has granted me, you know what I mean? But once again, it wasn't just handed to me on a silver platter. You know, this world, okay, the Bible says, all this, and when he tempts Jesus, says, all this was given unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it. That's Satan speaking, okay? Mm-hmm. And Jesus overcame that with the cross, but it's a knockdown, drag out, bloody fight, and you got to fight. You have the power through Christ Jesus, but you need to gear up and fight. And if you don't, you're going to lose. I hate to say it. I don't want to be a downer, because what happens is sisters lose and then they get sad and they get depressed and they get heartbroken. And then next time they want to step out on faith, they feel like they can't have faith because, you know, last time this happened and that happened, and that's not the case. God was there. You know what I mean? You just had to pick up your weapons and fight, and you would have had it. You're just deceived. God is always there. You know what I mean? Cause I come across that with sisters where they're in a bad place with the Lord. They feel like he's abandoned them, you know, and he hasn't. He's there. You got to fight them. Yeah. I hope I answered your question.
No, I think it's great. The follow-up question that I have is, how can people recognize when they are in a spiritual battle?
It starts prior. Okay. Scripture says, Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, for without me, you can do nothing. So what you need to do every single day is have a steady prayer and reading schedule that you don't let move. Because once you do that, okay, Satan's going to resist you. All of a sudden it's time for prayer. Oh, you know, the house is on fire. I mean, it's like things will start happening. You know what I mean? And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it's just like weird stuff. You know what I mean? And you have to really fight to maintain. At first, the Lord will let you do it because he wants you to see how fruitful it is. And you're going to be happy and you're going to enjoy it. And you're going to be abounding in his love and his mercy. And you're going to feel happy inside. And then after you've got it for a season, it's like all this resistance starts happening. And you're like, I don't want to let this go because this feels so good inside. You know what I mean? But it's going to come with resistance. But to answer your question, it starts long, in all honesty, it starts before that, because every single situation I've seen and every sister I've talked to, the fight and the battle, the Holy Spirit's trying to warn them before it even begins. So a lot of times a sister will like hit this trial where now her marriage is over, her child is sick, they're facing homelessness, right? And it's not that you can't go and connect with the Lord there. I'm not saying don't do that. You need to do that. But a lot of times I've come across this with sisters and I talk to them because they're like, you know, this is happening and that's happening. This is happening and that's happening. I'm like, you have an attack on the way. It's coming for you. Satan's coming for your child and you can't see it. You need to abide in him. But what happens is if you wake up in the morning, those eyes pop open and the first thing you look at is your Bible, and you go to bed at night, the first thing you look at is that Bible, and you talk to him throughout the day, all of a sudden that little strange thing your kid's doing, or that little strange thing that your husband's doing that kind of bugs you, but you're not really paying too much attention to, the Holy Spirit will spotlight it and say, this right here is an echo of a huge attack that's on the way. Mm. It's like a grain of mustard seed, because the kingdom of heaven is a grain of mustard seed, but so is Satan. He works the same way. That's an open door, and Satan's going to bust through that, and you need to close it right now and get ready. So I would say, when you have an attack coming, you need to fight then, but you need to abide in the vine daily, because you're going to see them coming before they even come. Mm. You want to be prepared for them. Hopefully I answered that properly for
you. No, that's good. So I think a lot of people would want to know, what if I'm already in the attack? What mm-hmm. is my next step?
The first thing to do is to abide in the vine daily, okay? And what the Holy Spirit will do with you is he's going to start teaching you. You want to make sure you don't have open doors from sin. A lot of believers have got open doors through Satan is a legalist. Okay. You see this in the book of Zechariah, mm-hmm. where he's accusing Joshua, the high priest. And he's saying, Satan's just so, you got to just be on it, because what he'll do is he'll tempt you. Okay. He'll say, and what he's really doing is saying, open up your door. So you're deceived. You're thinking, I'll be okay. I can do this. And next thing you know, he's just tricking you. He's opening up the door so he can come in and make problems for you. Okay. Mm. And so, if you're already in an attack, the first thing you want to start doing is repenting, in all honesty, and start, because that's your warfare. That's your guard. Okay. It seals and shuts up your whole home. Okay. You want to be looking for hidden sin, because in all honesty, I could say, because attacks come for different reasons. A lot of times it's demonic persecution, but a lot of times it's sin, to where a door is open and now Satan's attacking to you, because the whole goal is to overthrow a Christian. Because if you're bearing even a small amount of fruit, he doesn't like that. Okay. So he wants to overthrow you and anything that you have, and that's a victory for him. Okay. So I would say, in most cases, you want to start abiding in the vine and listening. And when the Holy Spirit starts saying, and then I would say, pray regularly. People don't really understand this if their mind is like caught up in the world, but this is where the power is. Pray regularly to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can have a little Holy Spirit and you have a lot of Holy Spirit. The Bible says, it says that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. Okay. And he says, how much more will your Heavenly Father give him to you if you ask from this book of Luke? So if you ask to be filled with the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden he'll start directing you, and he'll start saying, over there, shut this over there. And he'll explain it to you. I mean, and you can always come to the website and I can help, you know, counsel and stuff like that, but he'll explain to you what's going on. Is this persecution? Is this open doors from sin that you need to close? There's a multitude of things that could be happening. He's the one that will help you start to discern between the two. So I would say, if you're in the middle of attack, humble yourself, but abide in the vine daily and start listening and reading that Bible. But in all honesty, that's where you see the Lord, but you really do want to do it beforehand. Because in that case, your mind is so frazzled from the problems oftentimes that it's really more of a challenge to get into that quiet place, but you still need to, if you want to turn things around, and you still can. You absolutely still can. Okay. You can absolutely turn things around, but I would say start. And then fasting is a really good thing to do, to really start seeking the Lord and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then reading your Bible, your KJV Bible, consistently every single day. So you can start to just find out what is going on. Cause that's really the key. When you understand what's going on, then you can start fighting more clearly. You know what I mean? You don't want to be in darkness, because you can be in a state of confusion where that's one of Satan's best tactics, is confusion with Christians. They just sit there with a big question mark on their head. They don't know what's going on. And unfortunately, they're easy meat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of like what I talk about with Christians on a regular basis, is because I don't want that. You know what I mean? Because it's painful. You know what I mean? You're talking about a lot of pain inside of your heart, you know, that's your relationship with God. I mean, what's more important than that? You know what I mean? And that's ultimately his goal. It's to mess up things carnally in this world, but ultimately he wants that. He wants to overthrow your heart. He wants to overthrow your faith. You know, he wants to destroy you. A lot of Christians are not aware of that. Satan wants to absolutely destroy you. He does. Yeah. It's, you know, and if he can't do that, at the very least, he'll just kind of put you to the side, to where you're in a state of confusion and not bearing any fruit for the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Very practical tips. that anybody can do on a daily basis. And I can say for myself, I've said it before on the show, I wake up every morning and pray with the Lord. Before, I would wake up around 6 o'clock, and then God moved me to 4 o'clock. Now I'm waking up around 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm having prayer. And as you said about that daily scriptures, I have set devotions that I read every morning. And I tell people, my day cannot start right until I do that. And I've had days where I said, okay, we're going to start the day back over again. And I go back and I walk through all of my steps, because I know my day will be better. It's not saying that things won't happen, but your perspective is different as you deal with them. For example, this week, I said, I'm going to really walk into this week with joy. And immediately the enemy comes in and starts attacking. But I said, no, you can't have my joy. I'm going to continue to walk, and I'm going to continue doing what I plan to do for this week. And I say, God has just been blessing in that. And the other thing, and just mentioning about having that daily time, I also make sure I make the time at night as well. So I start my morning and end my day with the Lord. And just having that, and I just read one little devotional scripture associated with what my church is reading for the week. And something so simple as that, it doesn't have to be a lot, but I definitely encourage people to consider implementing those things into your life, because it can help you survive during the attack. Now, I definitely want to take some time can you tell people more about your ministry? First of all, the name of your ministry is Dragon Slayer. I love it. Because oftentimes Christians are depicted as timid people, but we are like warriors, and we are conquerors. And so when you're saying Dragon Slayer, immediately you see the sword. And we know that it's a sword of the spirit, and you're ready for the attack that's coming. And so we are to defend, but also we have sword to fight back. So can you tell people what they can expect if they connected with your ministry?
It's a lot of, it's very Bible-based, KJV Bible-based, and it's very intense. And it's a lot about demons. it really is. If they were to listen to it, I would say that and righteousness and holiness, because that's the key to overcoming Satan is Christ. So the more conformed you are to the image of Christ, the more powerful and victorious you're going to be. Mm-hmm. So I would say that. I would say, and it's going to be very honest. A lot of times I say things that people don't really like to hear, but I'm accountable to the Lord, and I can't. It's for multiple reasons. I'm accountable to Him, and I don't want any blood on my hands. You know what I mean? And then too, there's so much at stake, because when I'm talking with people, I need to know that I told them the truth, because if for any reason they don't listen, and sometimes people don't because they don't like what I'm saying, I want them to have a point, because I'm so concerned with souls. Okay.
Yeah.
I want them to have a point where, because unfortunately, to be honest, well, it's fortunate, but a lot of times people don't listen. They don't like what I have to say, because it is honest. It's so honest. Sometimes people don't like to hear that. They're like, it's too much for me. I don't want to hear all that. I like my life. I like the way things are going. And what happens is they go along their path, and then boom, the things that I warn them about happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I have peace in my heart and joy in my heart, because I know that I told them the truth, and they've got an access point to turn around and say, wait a minute, I'm not deceived. I know what happened. I just need to repent. And then, you know what I mean? They're safe. And that's the point. You know what I mean? I want them safe. I want them in the hands of God. I want them on the path. I don't want them off in darkness. And if I lie to them, and if I don't tell them the truth, then they'll go. And then these things come to pass, and they're sitting there with a question mark on their head, and they're open to deception even farther. You know what I mean? But if I told them the truth, it'll come back to them, and they'll be like, you know what? I just need to repent. I just need to do what the Lord said. And then they come back and they're safe. And that's the point. You know what I mean? Because every single soul is precious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why it's Dragon Slayer, because when I see clearly what Satan's trying to do to people and how he wants to destroy them, I'm ready to rip his head off. You know what I mean? I'm like, you can't have those that I love. You know what I mean? It's going to be you or it's going to be them. And guess what? It's going to be the devil. It's going to be the devil. I'm going to take him out. I'm not going to let him touch those that I love. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lose anybody. They're all coming home with me, you know? So they can expect in a nutshell.
Yeah. So. I love it. And I am, yeah, it's better to be honest. It, you know, if you really think about what it is to live in lies, you really wouldn't want to, because lies bound you up, but truth sets you free. Tell people what's next for you.
I'm really excited because as I talked to you about, I'm a survivor of domestic violence and then generational. I grew up around it and stuff too. And I'm going to be working on a teaching that's about soul wounds. And I'm really excited about it because a lot of Christians have soul wounds, and it's a source of deep, 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 deep pain that goes all the way down to the root of their childhood. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. And Satan ping pongs off of it. He hurts them when they're young, and then he uses it to manipulate them as an adult so that they have this source of pain. Yeah. And he's very familiar with it because he's the one that did it to them. Okay. Things are hidden. It says, scripture says, looking through a glass darkly. So you see some things, but you don't see perfectly in the spirit until we're there. So we see it to a certain extent, but these things are made manifest in spirit. He knows exactly what he did to you. He knows exactly how to manipulate it to continually make problems for you, you know? And the key to that is healing through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so I'm excited about that because I really don't like that. And I really would like to see any sister that listens to him have healing for herself and for her family, and then also understand the importance of covering her children to help prevent that from happening with her kids. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Tell people how they could connect with you and your ministry.
It's dragonslayerministries.net. Or you can just, well, it depends on, I guess, sometimes Google filters stuff, but it's just, yeah, it's dragonslayerministries.net. And if you go to the website, there's a whole bunch of links. If you want to listen to teachings, or if you need some help, also as well, you can make an appointment. And everything, of course, is free on there. Yeah, I could say that's about it. You have access. That's an access point for everything, because there's a lot of different players for podcasts and stuff like that. Some of them are a little bit difficult. Sometimes people have a hard time getting them to work. So if you go to there, you'll have access to all of the teachings and everything. And that's the easiest way. Yeah, just go straight to the website.
Thank you for sharing that. And as we close out your interview, I want you to give the people a final word. What is the one thing you feel like everybody needs to know and that they need to implement into their life today?
I would say ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He's the answer to everything. If you're struggling, for example, with joy, like how you mentioned, the Holy Spirit, you're filled with him. That's his fruit. You know what I mean? You're his church, and, not you, of course, I'm sorry, but we all are his church,
yeah.
But he loves you. And he wants to be with us. That's the whole purpose of the cross. We were lost, where scripture says a gift to Christ, that the Father has given us to Christ. And so I would say ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because he is the one. You have the promise in the Bible that you'll have him. Everything else will start to come together outside, you know what I mean? All the carnal problems that you know, you're having, but it's him. The Holy Spirit is the one. If you ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he'll give you a desire to read your Bible. He will give you that good fruit of joy and happiness. He will explain things to you when you don't understand what's going on. He's your best friend. You know what I mean? He's the answer to everything. If you've got pain in your soul from soul wounds, he can mend them and heal them. I would say ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He'll keep you safe and take care of you.
I love it. CWS audience, you have heard her. The Holy Spirit is your best friend. And I absolutely love it. And as you picture, you know, how you interact with your best friend here on earth, just imagine it being even more if the Holy Spirit is filling you. Let's do it, people. This is your opportunity to overcome all those things in your life that you're facing right now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.